And a planned update into one of the biggest recall of patients here has been postponed. In 2018, 3,500 patients were recalled as investigations were carried out into the work of neurology consultant Dr. Michael Watt. The recall came amid concerns over possible misdiagnosis. An update was to be given to politicians and charities this week. However, in a letter sent to MLAs, the Department of Health Permanent Secretary Richard Pengelly said the briefing, plans and publication of the report had been postponed due to unforeseen circumstances. The deputy leader of the SDLP, Nicola Mallon, has requested an urgent meeting with Mr. Pengelly. I spoke to her earlier about what she thought was going on.
Well, I think that we don't know what's going on. What we do know is that this is the biggest patient recall in Northern Ireland's history. And the outcome of this recall, the scale of misdiagnosis, is a matter of both patient and public interest and concern. 1 year on, that information hasn't been released. It's been pulled at the 11th hour. And people deserve openness and transparency from their senior health officials. That's why I've requested an urgent meeting and an urgent explanation, because people need to know why this information was pulled. And importantly, they need to know when it will be finally released.
So what information is being pulled?
We understand that it was the outcome report of the recall. So it would seem that it would have contained information as to the numbers and percentages of secure diagnosis and the numbers of people who have been misdiagnosed, and that has been discovered through the recall process. So it is very, very important information. This recall has sent shockwaves in terms of public confidence in the health service, and that's why I've continuously urged them just to be open and transparent, to let people know what's going on and to reassure them that they're doing everything that they can to help them. This approach of putting information at the 11th hour in a very obscure letter, which no one can really understand, is not helpful to the situation at all.
I'm reading from today's Irish News. They've seen a copy of this letter from the Department of Health Chief Richard Pengelly. In it, the Irish News reports that he is saying he considers, quote, precaution should be applied to the release of further information for the time being. What's that about?
No one knows, Stephen. And I know that last night when this was beginning to be reported, I had a couple of patients contact me. Yes, some know about their own situation. Some still aren't sure about what condition they absolutely have. But what they were told was that this information was going to be released. They have a real interest in this. They wanted to know. I think the public have an interest in this because it is of such a huge scale in terms of the number of patients recalled. And yet 1 year on, we are none the wiser. We expected to be given some information tomorrow. It's been pulled at the 11th hour.
Until when?
We need to understand why. We don't know. And that's why I'm seeking an urgent meeting, because I want to understand why this information can't be released. Patients and the public deserve to know. But importantly, we also need to know exactly when this information is going to be released.
The department are saying that the postponement does not relate to the ongoing care or diagnosis of neurology patients. And they say it's important to note that every patient reviewed to date has already been told of any changes to their diagnosis, care and treatment, as has their GP.
Yeah, I think that is true for a vast number of cases. I am aware of a few patients who still aren't exactly sure, and I want to praise the neurology staff who have been working hard on the recall. But this is about communication. This is about openness and transparency from the Department of Health to patients and to the public. And we need to understand why at the 11th hour this information was pulled, when it is such importance and such public significance, and when this information will be put into the public domain.
OK. Nicola Mallon, thank you very much indeed.